Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi, Shir, sponsoring the schos of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Samech Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chi, starting Halacha Dalet, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Chotzer Shenifritzo Mishtei Ruchis. You have a chotzer, a courtyard, and two sides of it, the wall fell down. We'll see in the Gemara exactly the details. V'chen Bayit Shenifrit Mishtei Ruchis, or a house that two of its walls fell down. Or a mavoi, and you take away the koiro, the lechi, which means the crossbeam or the pole. So mutarim boys to Shabbos v'asurim l'asi lovoi divrei abuto. That Shabbos, k'van shehucho hucho, beginning of Shabbos was okay, even though it fell later in Shabbos, it's mutar for that Shabbos. But the next Shabbos not anymore. That's abuto. Basically, imir im mutarim boys to Shabbos mutarim l'asi lovoi. You can differentiate. If it's okay for that Shabbos, it should be okay for the next Shabbos. And if you say it's not good for the next Shabbos, it should be also in this Shabbos. And we'll see in the Gemara that he's meaning to say lechumra, which should be also in this Shabbos as well. It says, why do you say that if two walls of the chotzer fell, it's a problem? And if one is not, even one should be a problem. Is it a question of Rav? The Rav holds you have to have two passim. We learned early in the Masechta. According to Rav, the wall of a chotzer needs to have two boards, one on each side. When Nifritzo Mashra, that the boards fell off, at least one of them fell off. So Bishabav, you're not saying like Rav, and you hold the one board is enough. So you can explain the Nifritzo, I mean the wall fell down, but there's still something left. There's still one pass that remains over there. But according to Rav, that we talk about Shnei Passim, you have to have two boards, one on each side, and it says Nifritzo Mashra, you don't have Shnei Passim. So why are you saying only if two mechitzas fell, it's a problem, and if one not, even if one wall fell, the chotzer is aser. So the Gemara of Shmuel, B'Shem, of Zeiro, B'Machlekes. It really depends on this Machlekes, and he explains like this. According to Mandoma, that says the pas sechot is enough for one of the walls. We talk about here, there's one pas. So if a wall fell, but there's still something left to be a pas, so the chotz is still okay. But if two walls fell, even though both of them have a pas, that's not good enough. To have a pas only, that's only for one side of the four walls. But if two walls have it, you can't rely on it for the chotz. Mandoma, tamon, b'shnei pasim. When you rob the holes, you have to have two pasim. So here you have to say shtei pasim. So you have to say the doichak that we're talking about, that there is two pasim. The wall fell, but there's still two boards on each side. So therefore, if it would be only one wall, it'd still be okay. Says the Mishnah, if two walls have that, you can't rely on it for the chotzer. Now, what about the house? We spoke about the chotzer. What about the house? So by a house, it's very clear. If one wall falls, it's not a problem because you see pitikra yoriv soisim. The edge of the ceiling goes down. So I have a fourth wall. But if I have two walls that fall, I don't see pitikra from two sides. That's what the Mishnah holds. So ask the Gemara now, Nifretz Minahemtza. What happens if the middle of the wall fell? And you still have gifufi. Gifufi means you have still leftover wall in two sides. So we learned in the Mishnah, two walls of a house fell, that the house is usher to go and carry in the house. You don't have a mechitza. But what happens if I do have leftovers of wall in each side of the tzdodim, of the ruchis of the house? You have four walls to the house. Two walls fall, but they don't fall completely. They only fall the middle part of the wall. That's what the Gemara says. Nifritzu de'emza. So the Gemara is mutter. Because if I do have a little bit for each side and each wall, so then even Rabbanan agree will do pitikra on both sides. Shmuel amar asur. Shmuel says asur. Am zeiro in leisa da'ufon de Shmuel kasho. If Shmuel doesn't have a ulfa, he didn't learn it for someone, he just said a misvara, then we don't understand what Shmuel says. Why wouldn't you not say that if you have the middle, if only the middle fell, you have two sides on each wall, it should be okay? And Reb Chaim sends us to the Bavli that says that Shmuel is talking about the Nifritzo Bekeren Zovis. It's not that the middle of two walls fell, the entire corner fell, then it's going to be a problem. So the one Nifritz Kol Oysa Ruach, if only one wall fell, but the entire wall fell. That's achsadjo. What's achsadjo? Do you have a roof and you have three walls and you're missing a fourth wall? Achsadjo shemeinim uteres. Achsadjo is for sure mutter. So also a house that falls one wall, it's still mutter. Continues the Gemara in Daf Sech Beis Amud Beis. Omar b'yuchan lo omar rablozor ela b'chotzer u'b'mavoy u'b'bayis kigeshehu. Meaning referring to what we saw in the previous Daf. The Rablozor says that if a chotzer, the if a mechitza of the chotzer fell, at least the mock of a mechitza becomes a shusar rabim. And there's a shita that maybe the entire chotzer becomes a shusar rabim. So it says the Gemara, Blazo only spoke regarding a chotzer and a mavoi. But a bais that has a roof, it's like a kigeshu, it's like the geshu, like you have a bridge that you say pitikur yusaisim, so even though it's open to shusar rabim, even the area, even the place of the mechitza, is not shusar rabim, you say pitikur yusaisim, the edge of the roof goes down. Referring to the Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yossi said, if it's mutter this Shabbos, she'll be mutter the next Shabbos. If it's also the next Shabbos, she'll be also for this Shabbos. What is the Rabbi Yossi trying to say? Says Rabbi Yochanan, he's coming to tell you it's also this Shabbos and the next Shabbos. He's saying in the Chumrah. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Koishes v'kiruyo umovoy v'ger v'amoritz, all that is chamorim. Meaning, he's listing a list of Mishnayos that are all written in a similar way. And someone says, if it's mutter here, it should be mutter here. If it's also here, it's also here. And we don't know if he means the chumra or the kula. He says, all the cases, there's chamarim, is all the chumra. And the Gemara now is going to quote all these Mishnayos. Koishet, what is that? Etnan. The Mishnah says, HaKoishis, VeChomos, VeRosh HaBesomim, HaTiyo, VeChiltis, VePilpelim, VeCholos Chariah. There's a whole list of spices. So all these spices, Nilkochim, BeKesa Maisa. You can use the money of Maisa Sheni to buy spices. Because even though Maisa Sheni, you have to buy food, spices is also considered to be food. VeHinu Metamin, Tumas Oichlim, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But it doesn't cost Tumas Oichlim. Tumas Oichlim is only food mamish, not spices. If you could buy with the mice, kesem mice, you could use kesem mice to buy them, so they consider to be food. So she also get tumo. If they don't get tumo soyeklim, afam lekachob kesem mice. So you should not be able to take with mice. Is it food or not food? It has to be food. Either it's all completely food, completely not food. So it's more Rabbi Yochanan Omar chamorim. He's coming to say lechumo Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Metami tumo soyeklim ve'ainu kachob kesem mice. He holds it does cause tumo. You can't bury the spice of a kesem meiser. That's mission number one. Mission number two is kiruyo. We learned over there. Kiruyo, what's kiruyo? Is the shell of a gourd. She debila b'mayim she'ain ruim l'kash. That's the gears of Rav Chaim. So he took this pumpkin, this gourd, this shell, and he put it into a regular mikvah. Now the din is, it got to be mei chatos. When you have to sprinkle the water of chatos, it has to be mayim chaim. It cannot be a water, even a water of a mikvah is not good enough. It has to be a spring of water in order to use it for mechatos. He put it into a regular mikvah. That's what he did. So, and then he took it out and he dried it out. Mekachimbo, it's fine. You could still use the gourd to do kiddush of mechatos. Achati tome, unless it becomes tome. Nitmoi mekachimbo. If it becomes tome, you can't mekadosh with it. Even though you put it in the mikvah, made it tar. Because I'm choshesh that maybe the tumor is blue, is swallowed in the shell, and it'll come out once you put it in mechatos. Meaning, the main mikvah, I'm not choshesh, it'll come out, that swallow will come out. Because they're not tummy. But for tumor, I'm more machmir, and I'm saying that even though you put it in the mikvah, I'm choshesh the tumor may come out from mechatos. Says the Gemara, if you hold that if it went to the mikveh, I can use it, so I'm not choshesh for something swallowed to come out, so also if it came tumo, you should be able to use it, and you're not going to be choshesh to come out. And if you say you can't use the name because you choshesh the tumo come out, so also if it went to the mikveh, you should not be able to use it because maybe the main mikveh will come out. That's our Gersa in the Mishnah, which means, saying clearly, you cannot put any Mayim Kudoshim there according to Rabbi Yeshua. But it seems that either the Gemara had a different Gersa, or that it wasn't so clear Rabbi Yeshua said it. Because Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, it's a L'chumro. Rabbi Yeshua is going to tell you can't do Kiddush not the beginning, not the end. So even though Rabbi Yeshua said the words that you have to compare the beginning to the end, he means to go L'chumro. Mavoi, what's the case of Mavoi? Tatarin Tamon Vichin Mavoi Shri the Kurosa Vichuli means it's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, it says that if something fell on Shabbos, so comes up, it says if it's mutter this Shabbos, she should be mutter for next Shabbos. And if you say it's also next Shabbos, it should be also this Shabbos, he's coming to say what? Vichroma Chumim. Also in Bem Shabbos Zu, Bem Shabbos Abo, he's saying Lechumra. Next Mishnah is Ger, Tatani Ger Shinis Gayer. Ger became a Ger. Vayulu Yenus, he had wine in his house. He says, I know for a fact there was no nisuch yayin done in it, meaning there was not nisnasach of the zara. There's no problem yayin nesach. B'zman shenesu al gav atzmom, meaning if he did it on his own, nobody helped him, toyim loy, so it's tar for him. He can rely on himself. He knows it wasn't yayin esach. V'tmeim lacherim, but others cannot rely on him, and it's tamer for them. They cannot trust his edus, which is based on a time that he was a goy. Al gav acherim, if other people were involved dealing with the wine, tmeim bein loy bein lacherim, so he can't say, I know it's not yayin esach. You never know if other people touched it, it may become tamer without him knowing. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im tohorim im loy, yutohorim lachem. Im tohorim lachem, yutohorim loy. Says Rabbi Kiva, when nobody else touched it, only him, do you trust him or not? If you trust him, he should be trusted for everybody. If you say you can't trust him because his edus is based on the time he was a goy, he should not be trusted even for himself. So what does Rabbi Kiva hold? L'chumro l'kula? That's what the Gemara comes and tells us. Rabbi Yochan Omer l'chumrim. He's coming l'chumro, tmeim bein loy bein lachem, that if he himself then knows it wasn't yayin esach, he can't trust himself, and he has to treat this wine as yayin esach. A similar case is the last Mishnah, Amoritz, the Tani. Amoritz, shenisman el yirz chaver. Amoritz, did tshuva, became a chaver. Fayu Taurus, he had Taurus, v'alma bori li shenasu batari. He says, I know that even though I was Amoritz, I did not make it tome. That's what he did on his own. Nobody else helped him. He can rely on it. But others cannot rely on him because it comes from the time he was an Amoritz. If other people were involved in it, he can't rely on it. It's not that story. Maybe someone made it to him. If it's Torah for him, if you trust him, so it should be Torah for others as well. If you don't trust him, so for him, it should be Tommy. It says the Gemara, "Biruch Hanayim Chumrim." Tmeis Ben Loi Ben Lachim. So Rabbi Kiva is Lachurma to say it's Tomer for him and for others. You don't trust him as a Maharitz. So in all these five Mishnayos, the sentence is Amiman of Shach. Either it should be okay in both cases, or not okay. It should be consistent. It's all going Lachurma. That's what Rabbi Yochanan tells us over here. With this, we conclude Yushami Eruvin Dav Samech Beis.